Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we're talking sex toy reviews, the best toys on the market that you need to know about, and we're also answering all your hot sex questions. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts. You can sign up for our mailing list. Which you really should do because, you know, we give good emails. And you should also subscribe to our podcasts. Do 2 podcasts a week. You can do that on iTunes. Really easy to do. And while you're there, if you love the show, you like it, whatever, review it. Speaking of review, I also have a survey I just put out. And the survey you can find on our website, sexwithemily.com. And it would take you like 2 seconds. And I would just love to hear from you. Been doing the show a long time. Want to hear what you think of it, what you love. Maybe things you don't love, but you can't imagine any exist, but maybe there are. And I want to hear, you know, what topics you're interested in, all that stuff. So thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm here with Anderson.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. What's up, Anderson? This is a special night. This could be our last night in the studio, right?
I keep saying that. I keep thinking that. I keep wondering. But I don't know. We're to keep sneaking around.
We're all around the place. We're kind of homeless right now. And I'm also here with Madison, who's my producer.
Hi.
She's been on the show a few times. Madison's awesome. And so we are in the former Loveline studio. We've moved to a new studio.
Let's not even talk about where we are. We're just out there. Yeah. Okay. Why put it on record?
Well, all I'm saying is because there's a Ustream camera right now. I got to explain something.
Oh,
to
that's
you
true.
All.
We're so really right now, on record.
Well, it's cool. Who's paying attention? So right now, people are watching us on Ustream, which is awesome. Hey, what up? So for some of these people, we have some information that we're going to be talking about tonight, like Valentine's Day, which is next week. But when this airs, the podcast, it'll actually be February 13th. So some of these deals will be gone if we talk about certain toys and stuff. But some of the tips we're going to give you on Valentine's Day are still relevant, yo. So that's what I got to say.
On what day?
On what day what? Is this coming out?
On which day?
Valentine's Day.
You say Valentine's Day funny.
How do I, like a Michigan person?
Like you're from the Midwest.
Valentine's Day. That's when my long A comes out.
It's cute.
Hey, thank you very much. I think I kind of lost the accent though. When I moved to California, everyone was like, where are you from? I couldn't get a word out. But I think, you know, every once in a while it comes in like that. So, we're talking about Valentine's Day. We're going to be reading your emails. What? Valentine's Day. What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Anderson? Any big plans?
No, I do nothing. I pretend like nothing's going on at all.
Come on.
I hate it.
Does your wife hate it too? Because if you guys agree upon that, that's totally fine.
She doesn't necessarily hate it.
No?
No.
Dude, you got to do something. Okay, whatever. Madison, you have a boyfriend.
Yes.
What are the plans?
I don't know. I actually put things in his hands this year. I let him know about like a week ago. I was like, hey, like I want you to plan Valentine's Day and like I'll just show up. And he was like, okay. Because
that's, well, you know what? Typically, if you go back to the origins of Valentine's Day, that's kind of where it was in the man's hands. Last year, did you have to plan it or something?
Actually, sorry, now I've caught your long A's. Actually, last year we had like a really awkward Valentine's Day where we had like gotten in a big fight and like almost broken up, like maybe like a week before.
Oh, no.
So things were very like awkward Rocky. And up in the air. And then we ended up pulling through and went to like a nice dinner and everything, but nothing was planned ahead of time. It was kind of like the day before Valentine's Day. I was sitting there like,
you're
are we even
going
to celebrate it? Yeah. Am I what?
You're saying Valentine's Day wrong.
Oh, please. Michigan.
You got to say Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, but this year, okay. So hopefully it'll be good. You know, I mean, you know, Valentine's Day, all I got to say about it is I have no opinion either way. I'm not in a relationship right now, and I have a sense of relief that I don't have to do anything. But listen, whether you love it or hate it, and if you're in a relationship, do something. Like, just stay home and make sure you have sex that night. Maybe you should disconnect. Say, you know what, let's just have a night without our cell phones, without television, without taking selfies, and just hang out together, the two of us, and, like, make dinner and not do anything. Like, do something different. And then it is a day about love and romance. That's what it's about. So, you know, why don't you have some awesome sex that night? Start with some foreplay a little bit beforehand. Mm-hmm. Foreplay all day. Text your partner something. You're looking forward to seeing them. Try a new sex move. Try one of these toys that we're talking about. I mean, do something that's romantic and different. Get a hotel room for a night. Go stay at your friend's house for the night. Doesn't matter. Because one of the big things about sex, why it does get stale in relationships, is because people have sex in the bedroom all the time. And if you do anything in the same place all the time, it's going to get a little bit boring. So, you know, have sex on the couch. I don't care. Do something different. So what are you going to do, Anderson, when you're home?
Yo, M.
What?
If you're my wife, which you're not, you would know that every day is Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
In my household. And I don't have to treat it any differently.
You are funny. You're very funny. My mom used to...
It's like Mother's Day. It's stupid. Because I talk to my mom on the way here. Hey, Mom, love you. How are things?
Dude, that's sweet. You talk to your mom all the time?
Valentine's Day is for old married couples who have lost touch, and it's an excuse to try and be in touch again.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
Mother's Day is for people who hate their moms and never talk to her.
No. I used to say to my mom when I was little, I'm like, why isn't there any Kids Day? And she said, every day is Kids Day. Did you guys have that conversation with your mom?
My mom used to tell me that all the time.
I think that's like a mom thing. Yeah. So, okay. We're going to get into your emails, and we're going to read the sex in the news right now. And yeah. So we'll go into and the lifestyles contest first. Should we talk about that? Okay. So I've got a new favorite condom and I want to share it with you all. Oh, and if you're on the Ustream, okay. So if you're like listening to the podcast now, if you're like, oh, but I'd like to watch it, you can go to our website and click on videos, right?
Yeah.
It's right there. But Lifestyle Skin, SKYN, these are the coolest freaking condoms. Their whole thing is closest thing to wearing nothing. And you're like, yeah, whatever. Okay, but it really is the, it's okay. So it's made of polyisoprene. It's not latex. So there's a lot of people with latex allergies and they are really thin and extra lubricated and they feel amazing. So Lifestyle is like, okay, we'll give some away on your show because I love them. And so in honor of this important holiday to some, we're going to give it away. So email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Tell me why you deserve to win a pack of these polyisoprene amazing, like next to nothing. And I'm telling you, it's not just me because I used them with a dude recently and he was like, oh my God, these are freaking awesome. We're giving away one winner this week. We're going to pick one winner and one winner next week. Feedback@sexwithemily, why you want to win some Skin Original condoms. Because you know what? You can never have too many condoms.
Plus,
I want them. Yeah. Oh. I want the condoms.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You guys use condoms?
I think that it would be something different for Valentine's Day. She's like, what are you doing?
Dude, I've got so many different things for you for Valentine's Day that if the condoms is the thing you're going to do to spice it up and you're married, you should come to my trunk.
I want something. I want something out of your trunk, Em.
What do you want?
Whatever. It sounds like you have a cache in there. But I'm afraid that when I'm using it on the old wife there, I'm going to hear your voice saying Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Now I've just ruined it for all my listeners. I'm so, so sorry about that. Okay, so whatever it is, you can come to my trunk after. Sex in the news. I love this story. Because I'm not sure how I feel about emojis. It's all about emojis. Okay, people who use emojis have more sex, says what is obviously the most important part of Match.com's Singles in America survey. So if you use emojis, you have more sex. So in case you needed any more proof that people in the U.S. are absolutely obsessed with using tiny little pictures to illustrate their every mood, here you go. According to Match.com's Singles in America survey for 2015, people who use emoji have more sex.
It kind of did like a fish thing where it's like emoji plural is emoji.
whatever. So you know what I'm talking about, right, peeps? And no, I'm not making this up. Emoji users apparently correlates with how much sex you have. Well, huh, I didn't see that one coming. Biological anthropologist Dr. Helen Fisher, who I love and I respect dearly, she led the study and she told Time magazine it turns out that 54% of emoji users had sex in 2014 compared to 31% of singles who did not use them. Furthermore, the stats held true for men and women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, which suggests it's not just a millennial phenomenon or an indication of generational gap. And it says that emoji users don't just have more sex, they go on more dates, and they are 2 times more likely to want to get married. 62% of them want to get married compared to 30% who've never used one. So does this mean they're just heartless? People who don't use emojis are heartless or something? I think that a lot of dudes don't use emojis.
Is this an ad for emojis?
No, no, not at all. Dude, it's not an ad. This is in the news.
You know what a fun emoji is to send? You send the okay, A-OK sign, and then the pointing finger, and then the A-OK. Pointing finger. A-OK, pointing finger.
But you're okay? Like,
no.
It makes it like a...
We got this.
Oh, like a penis?
Camera, yeah.
Like an in and out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They really need more emojis, all I have to say, because
I
cannot express...
I'm waiting for them to come out with new ones.
They
got new everything. Why not new emojis?
There's freaking smiley face, freaking happy, sad, whatever. Like, why can't there be more emojis to express? But... to express what I want to say. And I've even downloaded apps, you know, of like movable emojis. I'm so not satisfied. So maybe I should start like a sex emoji company.
Maybe.
Just in my spare time. You know what I mean? Like when I've got to kick it around. So
you have no spare time, Em.
I know. It's a problem. But the thing is, like, I think guys don't use them that much. But what were you going to say about emojis that...
I think guys use them sometimes, and it's kind of creepy. Like, if a guy uses too many emojis, you're like, whoa, buddy, back up off the emoji button. Like, you need to step back. Girls use them a lot more than guys do.
Yeah, like teenagers,
like
though. I mean, you know, like, my nieces, all we do now is just, like, hearts and loves and rainbows. That's all we do. Like, there's 3 of them. I don't even talk to them. Like, if I don't have an emoji in it, I feel like I'm left out. My mom, I look at her phone. That's all she texts them. So I get, like, 12-year-old girls. But apparently – but I think it's interesting, though, because if you think about our society right now – all we really have, like, since everyone's dating online or tech, like, there's a lot of relationships. Even if you didn't meet online, you probably text each other more than you see each other if you're not married. And so a lot of times things can be misinterpreted. You want to be like, hey, I was kidding, smiley face, you know? So, but sometimes it seems just a little overused. And I even told guys, like keep it down with emojis. So either way, I just think that we don't have a lot of ways to express things. And if you find yourself needing to use too many emojis, maybe just pick up the phone and have the conversation.
Exactly. Because emojis also leave a lot of room for interpretation. They can be definitely taken the wrong way or taken in a way that's intended to be less creepy than it actually is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm actually kind of pissed at texting right now, and I would like texting just to stop altogether. I think it's only efficient if you want to, like, say, like, plan something or I'm running late or whatever. But having full-on relationships or conversations, like, I had a very frustrating experience recently. So there's a guy, one of my dudes that I see sometimes. Let's just say that.
In the rotation.
He's in my rotation. And we were supposed to, we weren't doing anything. I was homeworking, of course. And he texted me at like 10, like, what are you up to? And like, my phone, believe it or not, is not always next to me or not always on. And like 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, hey, I'm home. I'm starving. I was like, I just burnt toast, because you know me. Yeah. Every time we have the goddamn show, I literally burn everything in my house. And I burnt toast. It was the only edible food. I was like, I'm so hungry. I should get something. And then he texted me back. He goes, yeah. Like, so, and then like a half hour later, well, he's like, yeah, I'm heading home. The point is, an hour and a half later, we're texting for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
He's out somewhere. He gets home. And the gist of it was, he's like, I totally wanted you to come over. I was making dinner and you could have come over. But he was like waiting for me to respond to every message. And I said, okay, well, now it's midnight. So 2 hours ago, if you were thinking that, you could have picked up the phone and said, hey, I'm wanting to come over for dinner. And I'd be there now. But we were playing like a texting game where I wasn't even attached to my phone. And it pissed me off. Not about him, but just in general that... when you're dating, I mean, you are in a relationship right now. Yeah. You're married. But it's not just him. It just happens in our relationships where you look down and you're like, you could text for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it can be so that we're just losing sense of all touch and reality. And that's why you got to put in like emojis and stuff. And that when you hear someone, you can hear the inflections in their voice. And it's much more efficient.
Absolutely.
Nothing gets done with texting.
No, I think texting is good if you need to send a quick message to let someone know something, if you need to get something taken care of right away. But it's not good for like... over time or making plans long term. Like it's not a good way. Follow up. Just
exactly.
Call.
Just give a call. But you know, If you got to throw an emoji, you can. But that, don't OD on the emojis. Okay, let's just get into some reviews here. Because Madison and I, sometimes I think we share one brain. Things happen. And she's like, I just did that. But we both had a really great sex toy experience that we wanted to share. And we weren't together.
Yeah, we should.
It might have
that.
Been over the same weekend.
I think because we both got the Mios the same weekend. And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's
Sorry,
show it.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, do you have it in your hand? Okay, so. Okay, the Mio. So it's by Jeju, Jeju. Mm-hmm. And you've heard me talk about penis rings before on the show. Cock rings, penis rings. And it vibrates. So a lot of, you know, the penis rings have been around for a long time. A lot of men, they're just hard. A lot of them are just like hard metal or plastic. And men have used them to stay harder in bed. It stops blood circulation flow, not like in an angry way, but just in a way that will help you last longer. But now they have vibrators on them. So there's so many of them. There's like disposable ones. They're like 10 bucks. There's rechargeable ones. And so Jeju, who you know makes my favorite, the Mimi, they made this friggin' Mio penis ring, which is, should we show it to the camera?
Yeah.
Madison, everyone look how cute Madison is with her Mio.
Oh, hi.
So I was like, okay, let's try this out with this guy that I was with. And I've used penis rings before. Don't get me wrong. I'm not new to this voyage. But this one just freaking blew my mind because it is holding. It's so okay. First of all, it rumbles. That's their technology. It's not a vibration. It's a rumble, and it's really powerful. And it's, you know, one size fits all, and it's waterproof. And it's just like the thing is, it's like a twofer because it's a full on vibrator that you wear it during sex. So you put it on. And then he feels the vibrations. I'm telling you, I've never heard a man who's like, oh, that doesn't feel good on my balls or my shaft. Because I don't know. How'd your boyfriend feel?
He enjoyed it. He said he couldn't feel it enough to, like, make him, like, it wasn't going to, like, make him orgasm on his own, obviously. But it was just, like, a nice sensation. Actually, his favorite was when it accidentally kind of, like, worked its way upside down. Because we're using, be careful when you use lube and you use this because it will slide around a little bit.
Right.
And so it like worked its way back and under. So it was kind of hitting him in like the area between his balls and his penis.
Right.
And I didn't like it there because it was really distracting to me. And I was like, could we get that out of here?
Because you wanted
like,
to be hitting your clitoris.
Yeah. And he was like, that feels good. But yeah, it's supposed to be positioned up on top so it'll hit your clitoris and like kind of turns his penis into like a human vibrator.
Exactly. Exactly. A human, powerful, amazing vibrator. But then what I did was he took it off and then I just used it like on my clitoris when we had sex. Used it like on my body. Used it on my nipples. Like it's a full on, and you use it, wrap it in your fingers.
Such a good idea.
I know, right? So That's you give awesome. A hand job with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so, it's like this, I don't know. We just wanted to share this with you. Yeah. It's the Mio. You can get that. What else happened with it? It was just, I was just freaked out by like all the intensity levels of it and it's rechargeable.
Yeah, that was one of the big things that we really had fun playing around with is we tested out all the settings first. So we were like, oh, like there's like the continuous setting. There's like the one that's like kind of fast. There's the one that's like a deep, like kind of like gets stronger as it goes like type of rumble. And they were great for different positions and different like different rates of having sex, like different thrusting motions. So like when he was on top and he was kind of like going a little bit faster, we had on like the fast like rumbling setting. I wonder if I can like. Get it onto that so you guys can
You're
hear it.
So good. I just was like, let's just.
Well, it's just funny that you were like, yeah, I gave him a hand job. I told him like, oh, put it on. Like I wanted to like try going down on him when he had it on. And he was like, all right, and put it on and was like ready to have sex. And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing the sex thing then. Like instead. So yeah, you can hear it. This is a continuous one, which is like just nice all around. And then there's like this fast one, which is what we used when he was like going a little faster on top of me. And then he matched the rumble. So it was like really, it was a really cool idea.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it like helped us almost like keep time because I have no rhythm. But this long, deep one right
can't
here.
Dance?
I can't dance.
Okay.
I can't keep a beat to save my life. But this long, deep one that I'm using right now, when you're on top is, when like girls on top is incredible.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even, I just love that. I'm such a like, I just.
Yeah, you just go full.
It's like I'm like, Stairmaster of the treadmill, like manual, you know, but you're right. No, I know that there's different sensations, but I didn't try all those. That's so cool. And you hear, we're holding up to the mic, but it's really discreet and quiet.
Yes.
And it's really cool. And what else I was going to say is that, and it was also his first time ever using a toy ever with my guy. So your guy, you've already broken him into stuff. But I was like, okay, I'm not going to go. This is not too crazy. And this is for me and you. So I didn't really like play. Like we weren't like technical. Like you like wrote a blog about it. Or you like talk about it. Yeah. So that was fun. And I just want to. Oh, and the people want it. They can go to jeju.com. Mm-hmm. And they get 10% off if they use code Emily. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, they absolutely do.
J-E-J-O. You can go to my website, click on the banner, or just go there. Yeah. And then all the toys are beautiful.
And it's really, yeah, it's really nice, too. It's, like, made of a nice material. Like, it doesn't feel gummy or rubbery at all. It's, like, very smooth, slides on really well. And it's not really feminine looking. That's one of the things my boyfriend, when I pulled it out. Well, yeah, there's a black one, there's a purple one. And I got him the black one. And he really liked that it looked masculine. He was like, he's all about aesthetics. And he's like, it just looks nice. Like, it just looks like something I would want to have. And I was like, oh, good.
It's so small and cute. You fit in your pocket. I don't know. I just love it. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. You guys have had some good fun together.
Definitely.
Madison's infamous fleshlight experience that we've talked about on the show so many times. But I think it's a good one. We can get into that later. So we can get some emails?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Let's talk to the people here. Thank you for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, Emily, I just started listening to the show a few weeks ago, and I absolutely adore it. I've always been pretty shy, and you've already made me feel so much less ashamed and more confident with my sexuality. I'm 22 and got in my first relationship 8 months ago, also my first and only sexual partner. I've recently been considering purchasing my first vibrator and quite love the look of the Crave Vesper. I was just wondering what you thought of this choice for my first one. I'd like to start with something simple. And also, do you know if the delivery packaging is discreet? I'm still a little shy about the people I live with knowing that I'm buying a vibrator. I understand if you don't have time to reply, but if you're going to, could it be an email rather than read on the show? Thanks for all you do, your loyal listener. S. Okay, so S, here's the deal. The Crave Vesper is my other, I would say it's probably my latest obsession this year. I'm actually wearing, you're right.
Yeah,
okay.
Twins.
So, you know about these, right? The necklaces.
No. They're wearable.
They're wearable.
That's
vibrator
the big fuck
necklace.
You to dad.
Fuck you to dad?
Yeah, you said you could wear it at dinner with your family and be wearing it and your dad would have no idea it's a vibrator and you'd just get busy under the table.
It's a necklace. It's a beautiful layering piece. It's
pretty.
The perfect piece. It's so pretty. Like, I wear it all the time. You're like, nice necklace. I'm like, it's a vibrator too. Okay, mine's going now too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in a meeting and I like lean over and my boobs start like, it's funny. They don't know. So, and that's their friends. I'm like, oh, my boobs. So it's a very, actually, so I would say if you've never had one, it is very, it's actually, you can use it as a vibrator and a necklace. And it's so cool because it charges USB and it's a beautiful gold. They have it in gold and silver and it's really reasonable. And it's actually a great gift too. So if you guys are listening tonight, Valentine's Day, you can get it ahead of time now.
Yeah.
And the thing about the Vesper is it is discreet. So it comes in, it actually comes in a beautiful tiny little box that just says Crave on it. And just so you know, anytime you buy from like anyone, I tell you like good vibes, Crave, Jeju, it's all discreet because they know that people don't want to know your business. Unless your roommates are ripping open your packages, you'll be totally fine.
But let's be honest. If you're wearing a vibrator around your neck, you don't really you don't care if people know or not, right?
Nobody knows this is a vibrator.
You're literally broadcasting that knowledge right now.
Well, now you all know, but it's just beautiful. I just love it. Like, I find myself just wearing it every day because I just like how it looks and it's friggin' powerful and sexy. What are you saying? You got to be a girl who's out there.
No, he's saying the secret's out because like everyone's like, oh, like what is that? And you're like, a vibrator.
Do you know what people assume already about me? I got this. Okay, well, let me just finish this. So it's lovecrave.com. And here's my special code that just goes through the 9th of February. So if you're listening to the 13th, I'm really sorry. They never friggin' have sales. And if you use code VDAYEMILY in all caps and you go to lovecrave.com, you get 20% off. And that's before February 9th. And I think anyone buying their partner, girlfriend, a present this year, it's like jewelry and vibrators in one. Like, give her orgasms and give her something shiny and pretty. Do you want one?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I do actually. I want one. I think my wife will be very freaked out by it. That's how she is.
You guys have never used it. Why do you want
to? No, about it, being around her neck, like, you know, going to work and whatnot. Hey,
what does she do? Is she like a teacher? A
social worker.
Well, maybe she can answer it, but no one would know.
Here's the deal, though. Do they have like necklaces that stretch?
No. What do you mean that stretch? Oh,
like rubber bandy like type necklaces.
Like so she could use it.
No.
Like so you could kind of like, hey, you know, I feel like I'm stuck in traffic. You don't have to take it off.
You could just take it off. It's a long necklace, so you could just take it off and put it in your hand.
Needs to be longer.
Yeah, it does. You could trip it all around. You could do whatever you want with it. You could add your own chain. It's very smart. but I would also say, if you wanted to, you could try a bullet. That's a great starter vibrator. Clitoral vibrator is great. So this is a clitoral vibrator, this one, the Crave Vesper. But also try a bullet, a pocket rocket. That was my first. Was that your first too, you said?
No, my first was a bullet, one of those little egg-shaped ones that had the cord and the little remote control you dial up and down. It's very, very successful just getting the job done.
Yeah, exactly. And I would say that, S, if you're just out of a relationship, 8 months ago and your only sexual partner, that I think that this is a great time for you to do some exploring and some masturbating and figure out your own body, because that first sexual partner, you know, I'm sure the sex was good, you know, it was all, but you have nothing to compare it to. So the more that you learn your own body and play with some toys, the better off you'll be, I'll tell you that. So the reason why I always suggest starting with a clitoral vibrator is because that's how most women orgasm, and there's 8,000 nerve endings, and these vibrators can stimulate all of them at once, and you'll never leave your room again. Don't tell your parents it's my fault, but that's the deal. Okay, the next one too is clitoral vibrator.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Em. Really appreciate if you would recommend me a good clitoral vibrator. I have no idea where, what. Oh, and also, what is a G-spot? So a clitoris one will work better. I was considering the Lilo Siri 2. Any suggestions / advice? Thanks, Riley. yeah, Lilo makes great toys. The Siri 2 is one that I think it curves in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, I'm looking.
That's a really good one. That's a great one. I mean, honestly, my new favorite is the Tango by WeVibe. I love that one. It's like a little bullet rechargeable, great thing. There's the Jimmy Jane Form 2 has been one of the great ones for a while. These are a little more expensive.
Have you heard? ProApp?
I don't know how much you want to spend. A pocket rocket is like $20. Mm. Batteries, you could do that. There's also the Lifestyles. At the drugstore, you can buy the Amuse. It's for his and her pleasure. And it has a penis ring and also a finger massager, which I think is so cool because you put it on your finger. Your finger massages, you start touching your clitoris, you know, there you go. And there's also, so the G-spot. You're not even sure what the G-spot is? I'm glad you asked. This is a great time to learn as well, your G-spot, because a lot of times, the best way to find the G-spot actually is with your fingers or your partner's fingers. So a lot of women don't find it during intercourse. They just don't, and they think they never will. And sometimes you got to do some searching around, some digging to find it. And so I would say first start with your fingers, start with some lube, and just lay on your back. You can put your feet, you can put some pillows down, put your feet back, and just stick your fingers inside of you, like in the, like a finger, two fingers inside of you, in like that come hither motion going toward your belly. So you stick them inside, and then you'll feel like a rough spot, like a bean, and that is your G-spot. And so it's more of a pressure than it is like an in and out stabbing. You want to put more pressure on it and just see how it feels. And you might not feel anything the first few times. Or if it starts feeling really good, you might actually feel like you have to pee. And that could mean that you're about to orgasm. There's also great G-spot toys if you just don't feel like doing the exploring yourself. We saw this the other night.
Yeah.
The Lilo GG2 is great for G-spot stimulation.
Yeah.
I would do that if you know, but the G-spot is a great thing to find out because then you can have a blended orgasm. So for anyone listening, if you're like, oh, my partner can't come on top or she can't do this or that, I would want to know, have you done everything possible? Have you tried every position? Have you used every toy? Did you only try it once or twice? Because you could have sex 100 times and never hit your G-spot, and maybe you can only reach it through fingers or through a toy. So don't rule it out that you don't have one. I'm just saying, because I used to believe that as well. I'm like, oh, I can't have an orgasm. But then you figure it out on your own, and then you know how to move during intercourse.
Yeah,
so right. And then they can get any of these toys that we just mentioned too from Good Vibes.
Yes, absolutely.
Goodvibes.com, GVEmily20 for 20% off.
Yes.
Yeah,
how you do that.
Okay, so yeah, okay. Yeah. New to backdoor play. Were you going to say something about your G-spot?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, we could talk for days about my G-spot, but I'm just saying.
Did you
there.
Find
it's
your
good.
G-spot right away?
No, honestly, I didn't know.
Are you still looking? Or I shouldn't confirm or, I don't know what your situation is with your G-spot.
Yeah,
I feel like I know you so well.
Yes, the 411 on my G-spot is I know where it is. We're good friends. I can't get to it myself because I have small fingers and they just don't, haven't been able to bend that way. But my boyfriend knows where it is. He knows how to find it. I actually discovered I don't necessarily like G-spot toys as much because it's very shallow. It's easier to hit with fingers,
right.
Or like what I really liked about the GG2 was that it was super shallow. It wasn't like this massive dong coming at you where you're
right.
Like, that's going to go inside of me and find something. No. So it's kind of
like
smaller.
Yeah, we got to get to that one.
Yeah, it's like smaller and curved. And so those types of toys are a lot better for me at finding it, but it's worth looking. Like, it is worth experimenting. If you have a guy down there who kind of doesn't know what he's doing, just tell him, do the come hither motion. A lot of guys think that they can just like finger blast you and you're going to be fine. But
yeah.
That does
it's not
work
about the
in
and
all.
Out with the finger blast.
Yeah, it's awful.
Who taught guys that, Anderson?
The way you said that, it made sound like I taught them.
Really? Guys with the finger...
Hey, you should hold a class where you teach people how to find it.
True. Find your G-spot with Sex Emily.
Yeah. You should do that.
I don't know where
I am starting to teach some more workshops.
Yeah, it'll be good. I don't know where the cameras are, but
it'll
guys...
be called Dude, Where's My G-Spot?
See the cameras?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'm looking at. But
yeah, they're all over. What were you
Yeah, so I was just going to say, like, right now, this is your lesson.
The come
right
hither
here.
Motion. Okay, so.
It's like
right.
scratching a kitten's neck. Underneath the chin.
Yeah. Exactly. So inside of her, okay, stomach. So here's her vagina. Here's her legs. This is really hard. And then you're going towards her belly button. In. And then you just, like, you'll feel it.
It always up there towards the top?
Yeah.
This leprechaun of a thing that doesn't
exist?
It's not
towards the top. It's towards the belly.
Yeah, so it's up and around a little
bit. Up and around. Curve. It's like not even all the way. Like your penis has to, she's to, that's why women on top, a lot of times women can have orgasms that way because they can move.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not about going deep, deep, deep. It's actually lower than that.
So what's better, the G-spot or the clitoris, though?
Oh, must I choose? There is no better. It's different for everyone.
Why do you guys get two?
Both.
Yeah, blended at the same time is awesome when that happens. And a lot of times women need a clitoral orgasm before they can actually have the G-spot orgasm because it's all connected. Like all the tissues are connected. So once you're aroused, your clitoris is engorged. It'll also engorge the G-spot.
And I hate that word.
Engorge.
It's so gross.
Do you like engorge better or moist?
Moist is fine. But engorge just sounds bad 70s porn.
His engorgement entered me.
Stop it.
I didn't even know engorgement was a word.
On That's Valentine's awesome. Day.
That's hysterical.
Happy Valentine's Day. I want you all engorged, bitch. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm newer to your podcast, and I've been loving it through Stitcher. I'm in my early-ish 30s, and I'm so excited with this new dude I've been seeing. He's about 5 years older than me, and is absolutely rocking my world in bed. Oh, my. I'm an open-minded gal in the bedroom, but he is by far the most exciting man I've had the pleasure of being with. I want to keep things spicy and exciting, and I want to make him feel as good as he makes me. So here's the question. I know he's enjoyed having his ass played with by past ladies, and I'm open to doing that for him, but I've never gone there and would like to avoid giving him a bad experience or getting my nails yucky. Please give me advice on how to touch his tushy from using fingers to tongue to toys. If I was able to ask one more question, I'd like to get any advice for a gal who's interested in playing with bondage. Thanks, Emily, Miss Ass Play Novice. Okay. Wow. Well, great. So he's told you he's interested in it. So let's start with your first question. You want to make sure that, you know, you guys are both clean, that you, it's always great to take a shower together, make sure that you guys have, you know, that he's clean, that you're clean, that you, whatever, after shower is perfect, Sunday morning, Saturday night, whatever it is. And you want to make sure that you have, that you don't just like stick your fingers right in without him knowing about it. You just kind of want to play around the area and use a little lube if you can. But it seems like he's not a novice to it, so it's not like you're going to freak him out. But even because it's with you the first time, he might not be expecting it. And just like women, they need to be a little warmed up. So just let him know that it's coming. It's kind of like saying like, knock, knock, like someone's here. Like I'm kind of interested in coming in, but I'm not coming in yet. And you could just start like rubbing your fingers around his anus. And then you could just start to stick like one finger in and see how he reacts. If he likes it, I'm sure he might moan and let you know. You could stick another finger in. And I would go in there, leave him in there, move him around. You can spin your fingers around and you can see and ask him what he likes. If he already knows that he's done it, you can be like, how's this? How's this? He could say deeper. He could say more to the left, to the right. But you don't want to go in too aggressively. And, you know, you want to just, again, slowly use lube. Lube is your best friend.
Absolutely.
You can never have too much lube. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to, what were you going to say?
Oh, nothing.
Did you want to talk about the
No, I was just laughing. Licking? So I can see it. Yeah. I can just see it on the coffee. No, but the lube thing's totally true. But you said something about your nails getting yucky. Trim your nails.
Yes.
Please, Lord, anyone who's doing anything in the butt, even the vagina area, yep. Keep your nails short. Nothing is worse than getting accidentally sliced by like a hangnail. That is awful.
It's the worst. And it's happened to a lot of women. It's happened to me. And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, God, what do I have? Wear gloves on? No. Cut your nails. File your nails. Make sure that they're good because you could hurt them. It's true. So when you're doing any backdoor play, you want to make sure. That's a great point, Madison. Use lube and also tonguing. So again, make sure that it's clean, that area. And you just got to start licking around. You just start licking it. And, you know, maybe you're giving a blowjob and you go down there and you're licking it and use your tongue. Go around and around and around. Swirl it. You could stick your tongue in. Use your fingers. Kind of play with it all.
Yeah.
Tongue and fingers.
And he'll have a good idea of what he likes because he's done it before.
Exactly.
So he can kind of give you feedback. Whereas like if it's two people going in who don't know either way, you're just kind of like stabbing in the dark.
Right. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But if you're stabbing though, I mean, you don't want to stab, but you stick your finger in. And I'm sure again, like a lot of guys are like, women would email me and say, I kind of want to try it, but I don't know if he's into it. This is like he's already into it, so he's going to help you along. You just want to make sure that it's ready for your action, so that's why you want to make sure there's lube. As far as toys go, There are butt plugs. Butt plugs are for men and women. And there's actually one here. Oh, this is the Black Pearl by Vibratex. This is an amazing... Okay, this is a vibrating butt plug for men. Anderson, I got this for you for Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Emily.
Do you mind that I'm just playing fair? So this, I mean, I don't know how much your guy's into it, but like I said, I've never heard a guy say he doesn't like vibrations. And it's called the Black Pearl by Vibratex. And if you're looking on stream, look at this puppy. Again, you want to use lube. And it's got this curve, so it hits the male prostate. And they do say the male prostate is like the male G-spot. Speaking of G-spots, ooh, this is cool. It vibrates. I mean, it's kind of awesome. Black Pearl. Okay, and then there's other ones that you could just buy at Good Vibes that are just, that don't vibrate, that you can just put in, get a silicone one, and play with it. And you want to make sure that you wash them all afterwards. And that if you do play with them, play with your fingers, and then you have sex, make sure that you wash your hands first. You're not spreading germs around.
Do they make a necklace of that?
Of what? Hey, sanitary wipes?
The butt plug.
The Black Pearl.
No, but you
know. I think being reincarnated as a male butt plug would be a version of hell. Can you imagine?
No, I've actually never thought about that.
You're either in a drawer or in someone's ass your entire life.
Exactly. Right, but when you're in there, like, it feels oh so good. People are so happy to see you when you're there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back and answer your emails. But first, a word from our sponsors now. And I got to give a shout out to Fleshlight. Fleshlight. Oh, how I love you. The number one sex toy for men. And I think that since Madison's here, she should tell us a little bit about the Fleshlight. Because people are like, wow, it's a male masturbation sleeve. Yep. Men can use it. You guys have your hand. I just taught you about 80 toys for women. Men can use your hand or a Fleshlight.
Yeah. So actually, it's a really funny story really quick just to lead this in. We were taking an Uber home from the Sexual Health Expo. Emily had just given her speech, and I end up talking to the Uber driver for like 15 minutes about the Fleshlight, and I'm giving him the full rundown. And Emily's just like, oh my gosh, listen to you all the time, pro Fleshlight. But stimulates the feelings of real sex because it's got this patented super skin material that feels very, very close to the real thing. It's as close as you could possibly get. And it's got this suction control so you can tighten it and loosen it. And then it actually feels like suction, like if you were to be putting your penis in a woman. There'd be some kind of a suction there too. So it recreates that for you. You can heat it up. You can put lube. I actually absolutely use lube. Anybody who doesn't use lube, I don't know what you're doing with your Fleshlight.
You got to use lube with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fantastic. They just came out with a Fleshlight warmer, too, which is going to be really exciting. It's like a wand, and you can put your Fleshlight on it, and it, like, heats it up.
She knows everything. She talks to Fleshlight more than I do. She plays them more. But then you give one to your boyfriend, and he loves it.
Yeah.
She wrote a great blog. What's it called?
My Boy's New Toy.
My Boy's New Toy. It's a great one. And it explains to you why, how you can use it together, how you can use it alone. It doesn't mean that you're like some crazy weird guy. It just means that you like actually want to experience new sensations. So if you go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, you get a bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube, which you should actually not use it without the Flesh Lube. So that's what we got to say about that. Okay, emails. And everyone, thank you again for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com because I love hearing from you and we read all your emails and we try to answer them all on the show. So thank you again. Hi, Emily. About 3 months ago, I started a friends with benefits type relationship with a guy I met online. At the time, we were both after some regular sex without the relationship. We've been meeting every couple of weeks. Lately, more frequently. The first few times we had sex, I orgasmed easily through oral and penetration. The sex has got better each time we see each other, and the sessions longer to the point where recently we spent 2 weekends in a row together. But somehow along the way, I have lost the orgasm. Emoticon, sad face. He always tries to get me there in various ways, and although I get very close, I can't seem to get over the line. About a month ago, I confessed that I wanted more from the relationship, and his reply was that he loves the time we spend together, but right now he can't offer me more. Wah, wah. Meanwhile, we've been seeing each other more often, and the sex has been getting better and better, although I am very turned on by him, and I've lost the ability to orgasm with him. What do I do? How do I get it back? H, female. Okay, here's the deal. First thing I got to ask you is, have you changed anything? Are you on meds? Are you on birth control? Have you started taking anything at all that would inhibit your orgasm? Because people don't realize that birth control can actually do this, antidepressants. If the answer is no, then we got to look at the old emotion meter here.
Yeah.
No strings attached sex is fun and easy because it's new and it's mysterious and you're not worried where things are going and you can have sex and you can be free and you can be open. And you can let go. And you're thinking it's going somewhere and you're getting feelings for him. But then he tells you that he doesn't want what you want. And so there could be that you shut down. Emotionally, you shut down. You don't feel as open. You have, I mean, you just told the guy you wanted to be with him and he said, I don't want to be with you in the same way. But yet you're still hanging out with him, and I would think that you're not feeling as safe with the friends with benefit situations, which is exactly what happens, and that's what happened with your missing orgasm.
Absolutely. See, this is what bothers me, guys. You tell a girl that you don't want to be with her, you like what you're doing with her, but you don't want to take it any further, and then you bump up the amount of time you spend with them, and it is just a complete mind screw.
It is. It is a total awful. Mind screw. Guys, I was just going to say, this is so typical.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, we had that conversation. She knows where I'm at. And the problem is, I always say actions speak louder than words, which they do.
Yeah.
So he's saying one thing to her, but yet he's spending more time with her. So she's thinking, oh, well, he said that. Maybe he's still nervous because the sex is getting more we're together. No, no, no. They're both important here. His actions are saying, I really like having sex with you and the sex is amazing, but you're not someone I want to be in a relationship with. I don't want to be. And he told you that. He told you that. And he's just spending more time with you because it's comfortable. And now he feels like probably that it's safer to spend more time with you because he told you mm-hmm. what he wants, even though he's not acting that way. So this is what happens to the friends benefit situation all the time.
One person falls a little bit harder than the other and they have to clean up with it. And actually, interesting story. My boyfriend's going to kill me for this. But we were in a very similar situation each. So I can honestly tell you, like, every once in a while,
were you guys back together?
We weren't together. We were like spending all of our time together. We were hooking up. We were doing everything but the relationship thing. And I was kind of like, you know, like, I don't want to see other people. And he was like, well, I don't want to see other people either. And I was like, well, let's be together. And he's like, I don't know. And it went like that for like a couple of months with him being like, I don't want to be anyone's boyfriend, but I also like don't want to stop spending time with you. And it was just that constant thing of like, that, like, mind screw where it's just, like, what are...
It's a commitment. It's
exactly.
Like, he wasn't ready. I just turned my vest on. Oh, my God.
You get so excited by the story. You're like...
See, that's confusing because you were like, buddy, spending time with me and...
And, yeah, he'd push me away and then he'd pull me closer. And it was that classic guy thing where you're just like, what do you do with it? It just so happened for me, it ended up that he did want to be in a relationship with me. And it kind of, like, fell into place after a while. But, yeah, it's very frustrating, very confusing. And I don't want to say, like... There's tons of hope, but you have to be honest with yourself. And if you're having great sex, but you're not orgasming, then what are you doing there?
Exactly. If you're not having the orgasms and you're losing the orgasms, and I think it's you're feeling secure. You're feeling less secure than you were at the beginning and more vulnerable. And the reason why, you know, they kind of call it the disappearing orgasm. I've gone through those phases too. And it really just is because it's probably an emotional thing. Maybe it happened once. It's like so many issues that we have with sex. We get in our head.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Oh my God. And then it just doesn't happen. So if you really want to, you know, again, I don't think he's your guy. I think that you should actually stop seeing him right now because it's not going to get any better. I mean, Madison just told you her story, but you can ask if you pull away for a while and just start dating other people and see what happens and see if you just do an experiment and see if your orgasm comes back. What if you find your orgasm with that guy you meet at the bar Saturday night? Oh my God, he had your orgasm the whole time. But it isn't just in your body. It's in your mind too. So I would, you know, go home, masturbate, play with yourself, see what happens. I don't think that you've lost your orgasm. I just think you need to lose this guy. People, we don't listen though. You know, we analyze with our friends. We talk about what? Why are you laughing? Not with me, at me, at something else?
Yeah, I liked what you just said. It was funny.
Oh, okay.
Lose your orgasm, lose the guy. Find
your orgasm somewhere else, but you're not going to find it with this guy. But, you know, I don't know. Friends benefits, very tricky situation.
Give it to yourself. Get a sex toy.
Exactly. Get a sex toy. We've been telling you about all our favorite sex toys. Okay. We have another email. We're cruising here. We are helping you have better sex, which is so important. Okay. Is that the one we want to read? The next one?
I feel like this one's very, very applicable right now.
Okay,
let's
do it. Dear Emily, I'm sure you had very similar questions before, but I was curious. What are your thoughts on sex or sex acts as a gift, a way of saying thank you, or sometimes as a, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you type of thing? Let me explain a little more. I recently bought my wife an expensive gift. The gift was out of kindness and love for my wife, but it is unreasonable to kind of expect some sort of expect some sort of sexual thank you for such a special gift. I'm talking diamonds here. Along those lines, is it unreasonable for me to just ask for sex for gifts rather than clothes or things of that nature? For instance, if my wife asks me what I want for my birthday, Father's Day, etc., I usually say, don't buy me anything. I prefer that you surprise me with mind-blowing sex. Maybe something out of the ordinary that we haven't tried. Last question. How do you feel about a tit-for-tat type of exchange? For instance, my wife hates when I say something like, I'll give you a massage if you give me a blowjob or a handjob. She doesn't think it's right to do things that way because she thinks I'm only doing it for something in return. In my defense, I get plenty of massages and back rubs without anything in return. I often feel like her response is just an excuse. I honestly feel like it gives me an incentive to do a great job because maybe the enthusiasm will be returned. However, this never seems to be the case. If I ever convince her to go along with the exchange, it very rarely happens. Just wanted to get your thoughts on those things. Thanks for doing what you do. Love the podcast, website, and advice on Twitter. Best, Tyler. Okay, well, Madison and I talked about this one earlier. I don't like when sex is used as a bargaining chip in relationships unless it's kind of fun. Like, unless it's like you give her sex checks or something for Valentine's Day, maybe sex checks. Or, you know, you have a running game of like, you know, if you're playing something. What do people play? I don't know, cards. And you're like, oh, I'll get you a job. But to be – the problem – this is the problem I have with it. And then Madison can talk about her part is that – I don't think it should be bartered. I think the problem is that it's gotten to this point in your relationship, Tyler, where everything that you do, you're like, I want more sex, I want more sex, I want more sex. It's all women here, we want more sex. The problem is when you're walking in with your erection and she's sitting there, you know, at her computer or making dinner, whatever she's doing, she is nowhere near thinking about sex. She's not reminded about it. She didn't know you walk in the door. She's in the middle of something. We are not turned on yet. Women need to be in the mood. We want foreplay, the whole thing. And I'm not saying every single time it has to be 20 minutes, but something. So when you're just like, I'll give this for a blowjob, it just sounds, it's like, it's. And first of all, she probably feels bad that she rejects you. So I'm not saying that your wife is 100% right here in the sense of she's not returning. I think she does need to return some of the, or she does need to give to you what you guys had compromised. She has to give you sex. You have to give her sex. You have to agree of how you're going to have sex together. But I think the way you're saying it, that it's always like, well, I want a blowjob for this one. But all she's hearing is, he just wants a blowjob. He just wants a blowjob. And that is not a turn on for a woman at all. In fact, it's almost like when someone asks you for something all the time, like you don't want to give it. It's like that reverse psychology. And so I think you need to change your tactic here a little bit, Tyler. And the fact that you're just saying to her, like, give me some hot sex, she obviously doesn't know what that means, or she would do it. So I think you ought to change the conversation here. Maybe you go sex toy shopping, or you watch some porn together, or you read some erotica, or you find out what's going on in her mind. What turns her on? What's going to get her to want to give you a blowjob, to be like, I don't have to be talked into this. I don't have to play a game around it. I want to please you as much as you please me. But I think you've been chasing after with the blowjob thing all the time. She's like, oh, the blowjob again, the blowjob. I feel bad enough already. Okay, what do you guys think? You're married. You're in a relationship. Anderson, Madison?
How do you make someone want to give you a blowjob? Unless she's like watching her calories and you dip your penis in sugar.
I've never given a blowjob. I didn't want to.
There's a lot of women, though. Like, they'll do it. But they don't really, like, enjoy it. You know what I mean?
No, I think you learn to, like, I think that if you like love it. If you love your partner, it's an extension of them, and you like pleasing them, and they, like, he gets off giving her a massage, and she should turn around and, like, I don't know, what she'd say, okay, thanks, honey. Like, if he does that 10 times in a row, I'd be pissed, too. Yeah. If it's just once, I don't know. But, yeah, some men don't like performing oral sex on women. I think that everyone's got to learn to get into their bodies, get into their partner's bodies, and realize that you are in the power position. You can give them so much pleasure. I just don't get people. I understand people don't like it. But you can learn to put yourself in the mindset where at least it's better than, you know, going to the dentist, I think. But I don't like when people use a bargaining chip. What do you think?
Okay, so I agree. The whole, like, I'll give you a massage if you give me a blowjob thing is so mean. Or a blowjob or a handjob. Because I'm sorry, but a blowjob is a lot more work than massage. Let's be honest.
No, like, really?
I think so. Because guys are kind of, they'll get behind you and be like, oh, rub, rub, rub. All right, where's my blowjob? And it's like, all right, now I got to get on my knees.
Oh, like one of those. I was thinking like full body, hour long massage. Okay, like, yeah, not a boyfriend massage. Yeah, she's right.
You think he just did a 5-minute massage?
I have no idea. It really depends. But I do think that there's something to be said about making some kind of a deal with sex where it's going to be later. Like I was telling Emily earlier, like if I tell my boyfriend, like, I'm working right now, I need you to give me like 45 minutes, I need you to give me an hour, maybe tomorrow, but we will have sex. It kind of like calms him down, lets him know that there's something good going on in the future, gives me time to get in the right mindset. Because yeah, if you're coming up to me and you're dry humping my leg when I'm trying to get something else done, it is not going to go well for you. I'm right. Not going to just
dangerous,
like snap
though.
Onto
it's
it.
A slippery slope because now you're thinking about sex like in the sense of work. And that only will get, you know,
that's
more reinforced
true.
As you go down the line. Well, you don't want to
do
that.
What do you mean? Yeah.
And like she's like, okay, I'll pay you with the sex later.
I know. I mean, you could just, but I am cool with planning for sex mm-hmm. because I think couples like, I hate date night. We're going to plan, you know, couples with kids or they're really busy. Yeah. And I used to think that's so not sexy. But the truth is, when one partner wants it more than the other one, and they're always constant every night, like, is tonight going to be nice? But if you know it's Saturday at 8, we're going to go on a date and we're going to have sex, then it does take the pressure off. Yeah. So that I can see.
I'm a big, like, have sex to get horny kind of person, because it's hard for me. I've got so much going on all the time. Like, I get a little bit in my head.
It's like eat to get hungry?
Yeah, it's kind of like... No, it's like, I love having sex with my boyfriend. Our sex is amazing. We have a great sex life. But the problem is me getting there. It's like going to the gym. Like what you always say, like going to the gym. You don't want to go. You don't want to go. And when you get there, you're like, oh my God, this is great. Why have I been putting this off so much? That's kind of how it feels for me. So if I tell him, like, at this time, we're going to have sex. And then...
Do you start thinking about it in your head?
Yeah, I start thinking about it. And I'm like, all right, we're going to have sex. Like, I'm prepared for it. I'm out of my own head. Yeah, exactly. Right. I get all prepared. And then I can get in the mood for it. And then it's fantastic. And it's not like it's sprung upon me and I feel like I'm put on the spot.
Yeah, don't spring your penis upon her or the idea of sex upon her. And also, you know, foreplay all day. I always say foreplay starts after the last orgasm. If you start turning around during the day and you send her sexy texts, sexy messages, whatever it is, she'll get more turned on. Okay, everyone. Thank you, Madison.
Thank you,
Anderson. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, you hear me. I've been talking. Oh, massage. We were just talking about massage. You want to make your massage a lot friggin' better and guarantee a goddamn BJ? Well, let me tell you about the Emily and Tony massage candles. We made these candles so you can have better sex. I actually had a guy use one on me. I mean, I've used them before, but this guy just, I light them every day when I get home, and he actually poured it.
Was it Mr. Skin?
Yeah, it was Mr. Skin. No.
Oh, is Mr. Skin's married?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's a friend of mine.
The reason I ask is you're sounding a lot like Mr. Skin tonight. I don't know why, but you guys have your accent.
My accent came back?
Oh,
accent?
Big. Yeah.
It's weird.
Somebody's bringing it out of you.
I haven't even talked to my mom. No, nothing. That's weird. Emily and Tony candles, you know, they smell amazing. So it's aromatherapy. It'll get you like all excited. And then it turns into warm, luxurious oil. You won't burn your partner. It's not messy, waxy, hot, sticky. It's just... friggin' feels amazing. It's luxurious oil, and it's changes your sex life. We've heard from all of our listeners who love it. All my people, I appreciate you supporting us and our brand, and you'll love it. EmilyandTony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. Thanks for listening.